It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. As always, if you would like to reach out to us on social media, you can reach out to us on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there, and follow us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One or Spotify or anywhere that you get your podcast and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can also reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. We begin the show this morning with New York Times bestselling authors Kwame Mbalia and Justin A. Reynolds. They're here this morning to talk about a new book called Black Boy Joy. It's an anthology comprised of 17 authors. They'll tell us more about the project in a second. It's our pleasure to welcome Kwame and Justin to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you for having us.
All right. So let's start with Kwame here. Now, Kwame, out of the gate, you came out blazing. Your debut novel, it won the King Award. What was it like for you reaching that level of success with your first book?
It was, you know, a bit of a dream. I have so many books on my shelf with that sticker, the Coretta Scott King Author Honor Award. And so, you know, it was a bit surreal. I felt like, you know, this was it. But thankfully, you know, I'm still writing, still going, and people still want to read what I have to say.
All right, good. And so, Justin, for you, you wrote a book part of the whole Marvel Universe. What is it like to write for that iconic brand? What is that like for you?
Oh, it's a huge honor. Growing up, I loved Spider-Man. But then, of course, a decade ago, Miles Morales came onto the scene, and so many amazing authors have already penned some incredible stories about Miles and his journey with his family and his identity as Spider-Man and as a young Puerto Rican and Black man. And so it was amazing to be able to kind of pick up that baton and do my thing.
All right, good. So you guys are here this morning to talk about the new book, Black Boy Joy. Let's talk about that. And Kwame, I have to start with you. How in the heck did you pull this off, man? How did you get all this talent together? What's the secret? How did you do this?
I mean, I think, you know, we could say a multitude of different reasons, but I most importantly think everyone saw the vision, saw the need for a book that tackled not pain, not suffering, which are, you know, relative and relatively important in their own right. But they saw the need for joy, for presenting that side of the story, especially for our young Black boys. I like to think that all the contributors, you know, they saw the need for that. And they were like, you know what? Yes, we want to be a part of this. That Kwame dude is pretty cool. So, you know, I think this is something that we can all get on board with.
Okay, so was this your idea of putting this book together? Was this your – did you conceive of this whole idea?
Yeah, about I want to say maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I thought that, you know, I wanted to talk about joy. I wanted to talk about Black Boy Joy as a concept and as an idea and as a vision. And even before that, I had wanted to work with some of these authors. They were incredible. I've been reading their stuff. You know, Justin's book had come out. Jason had always, you know, I'd always been a fan of his. Varian and Lamar Giles I had met, and so I wanted these people to be a part of this, you know, some project. And when the idea for Black Boy Joy came, it was like, listen, the time is right, the iron is hot, we need to strike it because the people need it right now.
Okay, so let's back up a step or two here. Let's talk about the concept of the book. So this is short stories with 17 African-American male authors. Is that right? Or
male and non-binary.
Okay. How long did it take to pull all this talent together, and how long did it take for you to get the stories and edit them down?
I want to say this is an incredibly quick process, and shouts out to Hannah, our editor, and Delacorte Press, because they pulled this together super, super fast. I believe we were talking, I want to say it was around August or September of 2020, and we had our short stories in and looking at them by January of 2021. And if you're not familiar with the publishing industry and how slow it can turn, that is incredibly fast. And so shout out to Hannah and to all the contributors who really put their all into writing these stories. And then from there, I had a ball of a time reading all the stories. You know, we were editing and going back and forth with the authors, and for us to publish, getting the draft in January and publishing in August, that just speaks to how quickly everyone got on board to make this a goal.
Okay, and so did you personally reach out to these men and say, hey, with such a group of such a talent, how do you reach out to all these talented people and say, hey, do you want to be a part of this project?
A lot of them, yes. I either reached out or, you know, my agent, we sent an email to their agents. But a couple of them, I was like, hey, you know, I texted. I was like, you know, do you want to jump on this project? And then there were a few that, you know, the publisher, Hannah, reached out just because she knew and had worked with them before. But a lot of them, it was like, you know, I think this person would be a really great fit. Let me reach out and talk to them and see if they would be interested.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. More information about the show, more information about our guests can always be found on our Facebook page. Like us and follow us on Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear or anywhere you get your podcast. This morning, we're speaking to New York Times bestselling authors Kwame Mbalia. We're also speaking to Justin A. Reynolds. They're here this morning to talk about their new book, Black Boy Joy, which Kwame just explained, features 17 short stories by 17 different African-American male authors. Now, Justin, when you signed on to do the book, did you know exactly who some of the other authors were going to be? And was that a lot of pressure coming into the project, knowing exactly who was going to be in this book?
Yeah, I mean, Kwame and I are friends. So when he hit me up originally, I mean, I was already sold as soon as he said Black Boy Joy. And then when he told me about a few of the people that he was targeting and people who had already kind of jumped on board, it was a no-brainer. I mean, honestly, it could have been anybody, though, on the list. Like we're incredibly fortunate that within the industry, the group of people that Kwame brought on, including some newcomers, which was amazing, are all pretty friendly. We all kind of support each other. So I don't think there was any question that he was going to get the kind of support that he did, especially for a project that is near and dear to everyone's heart. You know, Kwame and I had talked extensively before about the need for these types of stories. With his stories, he brings about, you know, a black boy magic that's so desperately needed in this space. And with the stories that I write, I try to bring about a different type of black boy joy, a kind of a happiness, kind of a wonder, a curiosity. And so, yeah, it was exciting to be a part of it. And, you know, I had no doubt in my mind that it was going to come together as well as it did. And here we are.
All right. So, Justin, tell us about the story you wrote for the book, Black Boy Joy.
Sure. Yeah. My story is called Our Dill, spelled D-I-L-L as in pickle. And it's a story about kind of that awkward first love, that like that middle grade school love, except, of course, when it's in the very beginning stages of love and you're not even sure what it is, you have all these kind of questions and you're making all these kind of missteps. And it's about this kid is just trying to navigate middle school as the school mascot, while also trying to kind of protect this relationship that he's had with his best friend, Mia, for so long, except here comes the new kid in town who has other ideas about Mia. And so it's kind of just about that, when you realize that maybe your best friend relationship could be a little bit more, and then trying to figure out if that's possible, if those feelings are real, and trying to kind of parse that line between the joy that you receive from being super close with someone versus that next level relationship. So yeah, it's just kind of like that, all the awkwardness of first love.
All right, there you go. Now, Kwame, in addition to editing, you wrote a story for the book. Tell us about your story in the book.
Sure. My story is called The Griot of Grover Street, and it exists in three parts. It really you know, I tell everyone it really serves as a container to kind of hold everyone else's story and to weave them together, because it's about a young boy who is grieving. You know, he's lost someone. They're at their home going, and he meets this strange wizard-type man, and they go off on this adventure to collect joy from different universes in order to present them to someone who really needs it. And so it's really a framing story that helps us connect the other 16 authors, while at the same time, you know, in my mind, serving as an analogy for how we can navigate from one emotion towards joy and presenting it to our young readers as an example, maybe not necessary to follow, but as an inspiration for them to navigate their own way. Because one of the biggest challenges I believe young people face is how to navigate their emotions and getting stuck in one because they're not sure of the correct steps to take to move to another. It's something I face myself. It's something I see in my own daughters and son. And so being able to kind of present that story almost like a roadmap or a guide from processing one emotion to another, you know, it felt very good and cathartic writing that type of story.
And again, this morning, we're speaking to New York Times bestselling authors Kwame Mbalia, also speaking to Justin A. Reynolds. They're two of the 17 authors that had their short stories published in a new book called Black Boy Joy. So I've seen you guys. You guys are doing some press together. Right now, you, Justin and Kwame, you guys are doing things like that. What is it like to come together as a group and be able to, as authors, to sit around a table? I saw you guys on CBS this morning, things like that. What is the camaraderie? You hinted on it, Justin. What is that like amongst you guys?
Yeah, it's. It's refreshing. I think is the first word that kind of comes to mind. You know, as we all kind of try to build our careers in this industry and kind of navigate, you know, there's a lot of pressure, and there are a lot of potential obstacles that can try to impede progress in the types of stories that we want to tell. And so it's refreshing to kind of be able to not just kind of like trade stories and kind of talk shop, as it were, but just to see the joy that all of us truly get from writing these stories of our hearts. The opportunity to kind of step aside and step away from all of the kind of the pain and trauma that we've all seen, regardless of who you are, the last 18 months or so, and to be able to focus on something, focus our energy on something that's positive. The thing about the world is that, you know, we're constantly feeling things at the same time. So you can be sad and happy. And those, as kind of Kwame was saying, it can be difficult to kind of figure out, even though we're all kind of going through this shared trauma of this pandemic, seeing how these other 16 authors still were able to find joy and then express it in 16 distinct ways that differ from my own. It's something I'll never forget, and I'm so proud of kind of this group of guys that we brought together and non-binary authors to really express what joy means to us personally.
All right, Kwame.
I would say that I think everyone at some point has wanted to do, you know, a project or go into business or do something, right, with their homies, like with their friends, just do something. And a lot of times it doesn't work out because the business side might get in the way of the friend side or vice versa. But this is just like, this has been like a dream, being able to work with people like Justin, you know, and a lot of other friends that I have made during this process, new friends, as well as old friends that have joined the group. It has been amazing. And when we get together, right, even if it's for press or media, when we get together, it's like the press and media is secondary. We are just talking, you know, as Black people to each other, you know, about the industry, about life, about family. And, oh, you know, yes, maybe the press is recording, maybe they're interviewing us. But when we are in conversation with each other, it's like a reunion. It's like a family reunion each time we do something like that. And it's really healing and refreshing for my soul to be able to do that.
All right. And as each of you guys see it, what is Black Boy Joy? What does that mean to you, Kwame?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Black Boy Joy to me is living, loving, laughing in life, free of external constraints, criticism, judgment, it is being able to exist the way that we want to be, full stop, period.
All right, Justin, for you, what is Black Boy Joy?
I think the beauty of Black Boy Joy is that it's first and foremost deeply intimate and personal. And so it is whatever brings you happiness, the thing that you turn to when times are bleak, the thing that will always, that feels inspirational to you. It's something that no one can take away. It exists inside of you with all your other feelings. And I think what's exciting about it is that we haven't been able to see before how this quality of joy is at the forefront of so many young Black boys and minds. And I think now being able to kind of express it and realize that it's everything. It's skateboarding, it's music, right? It's dancing terribly, whatever it is to you. I think that's the beauty of it, is that joy comes in so many different forms.
All right. And almost along the same lines, why is this book so important? And why is it so important for this book to be on bookshelves in stores?
Yeah, I think personally the book is important because books like these, like this book, rarely exist on the shelf, for one thing. If you were to go and take a survey, we're in 2021, halfway through it, more than halfway through it. And yet there's still sorely a need for books that express something beyond just Black pain. And so to have this book representative of different perspectives across the spectrum, different backgrounds, different identities, all representing one common goal of showing love, showing joy, happiness, laughter, I think like it's been needed, right? It's long overdue. And I know Kwame posted on his Instagram account, and everyone has been kind of doing this, who's been associated with the project, images of like young Black boys holding the book and the happiness and the smiles on their faces, the unbridled laughter that's coming from their souls, right? To see themselves represented, not just on the cover, but the magic that is contained within. And so what we're doing is we're creating a different narrative, a narrative that Kwame and I didn't have growing up. Now we're being able to kind of see ourselves as the hero, as the star, not just the sidekick or as the comic relief. Now we're the people who are making the choices and who are at the forefront of these stories, the way that we live them in real life. And so now to see these kids be able to see themselves reflected the way that they see themselves in this world, moving through the world, I mean, it's a thing of beauty. It's necessary. It's urgent. I think now more than ever.
All right. Kwame, would you like to add?
I think Justin said it perfectly. And the only thing that I would add is that it is incredible to see that this will be in facing out in bookstores, in libraries, in classrooms, not only as something that is necessary to see to develop empathy and to examine these 17 short stories for entertainment value, but also for the education. And when we see these in the English classrooms being used as examples of short stories and being used to teach, you know, writing and so on and so forth, it is incredibly empowering for our Black youth, our children, to see themselves being used as an example of how to write English, how to write stories, how to write essays, how to write in general. It is incredibly empowering. It's something that has been long overdue.
Okay. And Kwame, for you to have this come to fruition, this is your idea. This is your baby. This is started from you. And this is, I have the book in my hand. I'm holding history in the making, I believe, right here, because we've never seen anything like this. What does that feel like for you to see this actual project in the hands of young people?
I cry very easily. You know what I mean? I cry when someone 2 degrees removed from me does something successful. So in order to, in seeing this and getting the reception that it has gotten, just be existing in the world, it is incredibly emotional. I treasure it. I'm collecting every, you know, scrap of media and memorabilia about it, because I don't know if this is something that I will ever feel so strongly about. Not just me, not just editing this, but everyone coming together to do this. It's just, it is a beautiful moment that I think I'll never forget and I will always treasure.
All right. And so I have to say congratulations to you for everything. And the book is already a New York Times bestseller. You guys are doing so well with this book. We're so proud of what you guys are doing. Kwame, if our listeners would like to find out more about you and more about your work, how can they find out more?
You can go to my website, KwameMbalia.com, and you will find probably more than you ever needed to know about me and the book that I have coming out.
All right, Justin, if our listeners would like to find out more about you, Justin A. Reynolds, how can they find out more about you?
You can find me on my website as well at JustinAReynolds.com, and it has all my social there. And I know Kwame and I are both happy to talk to anyone, especially about this book.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. Proud of you guys. Bye-bye. Keep doing it.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. It's been great.
We've been speaking to New York Times bestselling authors Kwame Mbalia and Justin A. Reynolds. Again, the title of the book is Black Boy Joy.